We've got a really uplifting experience in store for you. We're going up, up, and wheeling away. Open for business with a brand new series. Our DIY engineering teams have got just 10 hours to turn our mountain of metal into spectacular machines and prove once and for all that there really is good rubbish on TV.
This week, our two teams have to build a rip-roaring wheelie car. Not only does their vertically challenged vehicle have to get its two front wheels off the ground, it'll also have to outpower and outmaneuver the opposition.
And we're not asking the impossible. The uplifting sport of wheelie car racing is really on the up and up.
Welcome aboard the Destroyers, a buoyant crew of naval engineers who've steamed in from HMS Sultan in Gosport.
They're taking on the Squadron, a high-flying team of bodging Biggleses we've flown in from RAF Witten.
Our forces favourites will have to really raise their game as they attempt to defy gravity by wheeling their way through a tricky obstacle course and then go head-to-head in a rip-roaring final face-off.
Come alongside, Destroyers. Prepare for takeoff, Squadron. This week, we want you to really raise your game. And the golden rule is, two wheels good, four wheels bad.
And we're not talking motorbikes. Oh, no, we want you to build a wheelie car that can rise up on two wheels at will and race around our tricky course.
OK, you horrible lot. When the wrecking ball's released, you have just 10 hours to build the most gravity-defying, grit-grinding, wacky wheelie racer.
At the ready, Squadron?
Yay!
At the ready, Destroyers?
All ready!
Go!
To help keep the Destroyers out of deep water, we've press-ganged motorcycle stunt driver Tony Bailey.
Helping the Squadron to fly high is a speed wizard called Oz. He's built everything from monster trucks to souped-up racers.
Right. Well.
Well, I've done a wheelie since I was a kid on my bike, so...
Stu?
I've done a couple on my motorbike, but they were purely accidental, I'm sure.
Their wheelie skills may be rusty, but getting airborne is second nature to our RAF engineers. Propellerhead Peter, Flight Lieutenant Simon and Engine Egghead Stuart have maintained aircraft for all three services.
We are a team of very capable individuals.
Get off! No, that's mine!
Team Captain Peter is an ex-squadron leader who knows all about leading from the front.
That can be a hard taskmaster when it's required.
What does this do?
I don't know. Get rid of it.
Protecting his wing is Harrier jump jet engineer Simon.
Cut Simon in half. He's RAF through and through.
Job done.
Stuart is our engine wizard. Anything that runs, he can put together very quickly.
Off duty, these high flyers know how to wind down.
We're not going to let anything stop us.
We're going to win.
In the Destroyer's dockyard, Captain Jim is doing what comes naturally, dishing out the day's duties.
Bit about the way we want to run the day. As soon as we've got the essential criteria down, we're going to get you boys out in the scrapyard. We're going to look for the bits. OK, that is a priority.
Away from scrap heap duty, our salty sea dogs are in charge of all the hush-hush high-tech stuff on Her Majesty's battleships. Chief Petty Officer JJ, Engineer Adrian and Lieutenant Jim are our nautical brothers in arms. Our team from the Royal Navy are all good shipmates, but on this challenge, there's no doubt who'll be giving the orders.
Jim is a natural-born leader. He does boss us around a bit.
Drive and discipline within the team, there will be that throughout.
I'm the boy with the toys. I love speed, anything that moves fast.
I'm a welder, I'm a gopher, and I'm a general bodger.
We are the Royal Navy. We are the senior service, and we're going to show the rest of them what we're made of.
We are the Destroyers!
Tony. Over to you. What do we need to build a wheelie
truck? OK, what we need is a vehicle that's Land Rover or something a bit smaller.
Can we stabilise it by putting a wheel out the back?
Well, possibly, or possibly a bar on the back.
The Navy crew want a chunky vehicle, but they'll throw the bodywork overboard. All they want is the strong, rigid chassis, engine and wheels. To give them lift, they'll shift the engine back and add a bar to stop the vehicle flipping over. That beefy chassis should hold up to the pounding when it lands. But with two front wheels and sturdy axle, this dreadnought of a design will be front heavy. If they don't jettison enough weight, they may need a battleship's engine to launch it.
After a rapid-fire briefing, the RAF have come up with their flight plan.
I think the best possible way is to use three-wheeler instead of a four.
I'm a four-wheel man. Three wheels. Where's the driver going to sit in this one?
Driver will be sort of sitting in around about that position.
Not surprisingly, the squadron want to go all airy-fairy. They plan to make a lightweight tricycle frame from metal tubes with just three wheels for their undercarriage. To make their trike even more uplifting, they'll put the engine right over the rear axle. It could be a nifty shifter, but making that frame could take ages. And when their lightweight vehicle comes down to earth, it could fall to bits.
Saddle up, take the beast, double away roundly. Crack on then. Come on,
go, go, go.
Our military teams will soon be waging an all-out wheelie war, but first they need to hit the heap in double quick time and start scavenging some scrap.
Oh, it's usable.
Negative. Keep looking.
Up there.
Pete, mate, can you hear me?
It's a battle between the pastel boiler suits.
Copy that.
Roger.
Pretty in pink, piloting the RAF, is squadron leader Peter Scott.
Roger that.
In the lilac corner, Lieutenant Jim Ellis is steering the way for the Royal Navy.
It's first blood to the Royal Air Force. They've bagged a massive 2.8-litre V6 engine, and they hope it's got enough G-force to get their wheelie trike airborne.
Okay. Squadron! Hi. Sight, Stu, how are you both doing?
Fine, thank you.
So what have we got here?
It's some sort of Ford V6. It has got an auto box. It looks in reasonable condition.
So what's your basic idea?
It's a tricycle, if you like, with the V6 stuck over the rear axle to keep the weight distribution towards the back.
Okay.
Nice light front end.
Now, of course, is there a bit of rivalry between people who do wings and people who do boats? Do you have any nasty nicknames for them?
No, just the fish heads, that's what we call them.
The fish heads?
Yeah.
The destroyers, a.k.a. the fish heads, have strict orders to find a hefty 4x4 in double quick time.
On my way over. It's got everything we need.
Bottoms up, it's a hulking Suzuki Jeep.
Ready? Ready? On my call. Ready? 2, 6, go! No.
They've salvaged their wannabe wheelie car, and it's time to keel-haul it to see if it can take a pounding. It certainly seems ship-shape.
I take it, guys, then you're quite keen on this jeepy fella, because this isn't going to do a wheelie at the moment, is it, even if you really thrash it?
No. Well, you're going to take the engine out the front, put it in the back, so the weight's at the back to lift the front.
And do you think you'll use the engine that's in this?
It's only a 1300, it's too small, we need something with a bit of...
Yeah, but do you all get on all right, though, RAF and Navy? You get on
We're all one big, happy military family.
Are you? Why is that less than convincing somehow?
Harrier jet jockey Simon scavenging metal beams to make up a chassis for the RAF's trike. But it looks like our over-eager engineer can't see the trike for the trees. He's standing right next to a bright orange three-wheeler. What a plonker!
The destroyers are steaming back to dry dock with their would-be wheelie car. Skipper Jim has ordered a full kit inspection. He's prepared to give the Jeep a green light, but only if his able seaman can now find a big butch engine to power it.
All right, your priority now is this 2-litre engine. We need the engine.
There was a 2-litre in that transit, but what was it?
Crack on, give us a shout when you've got one.
We'll go have another look around. Okay. Crack on that way.
Trainee Dell boys Stuart and Simon have finally eyeballed that Reliant Robin.
I never thought I'd be glad to see one of these things.
If they can use the three-wheeler's chassis for their wheelie trike, it's going to save them hours of graft. Would you, Adam and Avit?
Peter, be prepared. We're bringing in a Robin Reliant complete.
Oh, superb.
And the squadron leader has bought it.
Bonza!
Chief scavenger Adrian's hunting down big engines to beef up their Jeep. It's time for a one-man boarding party to recce this Ford Sierra.
He looks good.
Adrian and JJ need to investigate below decks. What's needed now is a spot of precision naval engineering.
Sit rep.
I found a Sierra. Looks like it's got everything.
The Sierra sounds good, but just bring it up.
I'm James!
No.
It's a Robin Reliant!
We're not proud.
So what's going on?
It's a Robin Reliant. It's got three wheels. It meets our spec.
You're going to put that engine in this Robin Reliant?
Cunning plan. One of the options is that we use that nice big engine and we put it somewhere over the back axle.
That's a very large engine to put in a not very big Robin Reliant.
Might be a fast Robin Reliant.
Well, I was going to take the glass.
The surefire way to find out if the Robin's dinky chassis can handle that humongous engine is to bash the body off. Over in the naval yard, the destroyers are also busy destroying.
No, guys, it doesn't look like you're taking a lot of care with this engine.
We're not actually going to use this engine.
Right. That's our runner.
Wow, so you're using that engine, but what are you using off here? You're not using the body either?
No, just the chassis. We're going to take the whole lot off, use the chassis, stick that engine in.
And where, you stick that here or up the...
No. We're going to put that engine near the back. The idea is to relieve the entire weight from the front end of this craft.
But then you're also up against the chaps from the raft.
Not a problem.
So you're quite confident that you can... show them that the senior service still rules the waves.
Absolutely.
To lift the lid on this week's challenge, we've signed up Wheelie Wonder Rocket Ronnie Picardo. With the aid of his nippy 65 Corvette Stingray, Rocket Ronnie's mission is to convert Britain into a nation of wheelie watchers.
So what are the basic ingredients then of a wheelie car?
The most important thing is where the driver sits and the point of balance. Getting it up in the air is easy, keeping it up there is the hard point. Once it starts to get up to the point of balance, you then power it.
Right.
If you throw the thing right back, it will just hit the wheelie bars at the back and bounce back down.
Ah, right. And what do you think of the two designs that we've got so far? I mean, the destroyers have got a four-wheel drive vehicle.
The disadvantage with the Suzuki is the fact that they've got two wheels and a substantial axle to lift. The squadron have got only one wheel.
Yeah.
And they've got the V6.
So they've got a bigger engine.
Bigger engine.
Lighter car.
Lighter car.
Yeah. The squadrons have it at the moment.
Yeah, I think so.
With a ringing Rocket Ronnie endorsement, the squadron leader really puts the boot in the Robin. But it's proving to be a hard nut to crack.
What we need is to get this thing off.
Yeah.
Really quick.
Things are going a bit more smoothly for the senior service. With a quick 1-2 from JJ, that Sierra comes swiftly to attention.
It is all hotting up. Can the destroyers get their jaunty Jeep up on two wheels? Or will the squadron's Robin prove to be more reliant? Do not go away! And that's an order!
The Royal Navy aren't afraid of a good bit of scrap, and the destroyers are getting down and dirty with some hand-to-hand combat, turning this Jeep into a brute of a wheelie car.
Oh, I need to change anyway. Look at the colour of that oil.
Sorted. Royal Navy 1, Suzuki Jeep 0.
OK, right. We want to get all this off, don't we?
Yeah.
6. Good.
The Royal Air Force are going for a light and nippy frame. Their plan is to use a Robin Reliant chassis for their three-wheeling wheelie car. But there could be a problem. The squadron are planning to power it with this V6 whopper. So will half a ton of engines sit pretty on their lightweight chassis? It's a perfect fit, and the flyers are on a roll.
Sir Bonza.
The squadron have a Robin Reliant, so lots of Rodney Youplonker and Parley de Journée jokes are going to be pulled out of the way. I mean, you know, it's hilarious, though, because they're really, especially Peter the captain, he's really very serious about it and wants to win.
But we've got to come up with a better solution than that.
And he's quite all doing the right thing.
Right.
And
he's so got proper chaps, are they?
Proper chaps, absolutely.
Good. Yeah, Lieutenant Jim, the captain of the destroyers, he's totally in charge. His word is utter law, and they're very sort of military and proper, and they do sit reps on their radio.
Sit rep. ETA of four-wheel drive.
Situation report.
Situation report.
Yeah, sit rep.
Very wow, good. A sit rep to me sounds like something you do down the gym when there's a nasty trainer. Go on, yeah. 10 sit reps
10
now.
Captain Jim's looking happy with the latest sit rep. His crew have stripped the Jeep down and it's now all shipshape and ready to take on board that big, bulky engine. The Jeep's engine turns a drive shaft, which rotates the axle and the rear wheels. But to make the front light enough for wheeling, the destroyers are placing the heavy engine at the back. And to get even more ballast, they've also turned it round so the heaviest part is right over the rear axle. This means their engine is now back to front, and it'll turn in the opposite direction, making their vehicle go in reverse. To go forwards, the Navy crew will have to flip over their car's rear wheel and axle. Expert Tony is certainly on the case, but it looks like Adrian's not too sure whether he's coming or going.
Yeah, I thought we had to turn the axle over.
We have.
It has been.
The axle was under there, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
But now, once we turn the chassis over, that'll make that.
That's a breather. Help.
Upside down.
Yeah. We're up the right way.
All right, you lily-livered liberals, you have 6 hours remaining. So get on with it.
How about 8? Go on, give me 8.
They probably haven't thought of that.
The competition is heating up, and the Navy have decided to fire a warning shot across the RAF's bow.
Incoming!
Incoming!
The squadron leader doesn't seem too impressed.
Abysmal effort, the Navy.
That was a very poor throw, Jim, I have to say. OK, so whereabouts is the engine going to go?
Right, we're going to mount the engine in the reverse, so it's going to be pointing the opposite way to what it usually does in a vehicle. To compensate that, we've turned the axle over the other way.
The left wheel's become the right wheel, the right wheel's become the left wheel.
That's right.
Yeah. Excellent. So now you have your 5 gears going forward, because otherwise you'd have your 5 gears.
That's the one, yeah.
You go very fast to reverse.
The squadron are following the same route. Their engine is going to be turned around back to front, so that rear axle has to be flipped over to get their Robin going forwards.
It's a quick tyre change for the destroyers, and these chunky radials should cope with the pounding if their car ever gets wheeling.
Oh, I need a job.
I need a job.
I'm a bit worried about these teams, Johnny, because they're both doing rather well. I mean, they seem to be getting ahead a bit too soon, you know. I don't like it when it goes that smoothly.
The easy work has been achieved.
Right.
Which is getting the basic chassis done. They've both thought out where they're going to put their engines.
Yeah.
So they've both come across the same situation and both turn the axles round.
Right.
So they're thinking very much alike.
Right. But then the other thing that I noticed, the big difference between them is the destroyers have got a manual gearbox and the squadron have got an automatic.
Yeah.
Who's got the advantage out of that then?
I personally think that the squadron have got the advantage with an automatic gearbox. They will get in it and it will accelerate into top gear. The destroyers with a manual box will into gear, then they've got to accelerate, take the foot off the clutch, change gear where they're going to lose the momentum.
Yeah.
At the moment, I would definitely say that
the squadron have definitely got
the advantage.
Right.
But they won't be reaching top gear until they sort out their next headache. To get extra weight at the rear, they've turned the engine back to front, and it's now facing the wrong way to drive the rear wheels. Squadron leader Peter thinks this old bit of chain could save their bacon.
To get every extra bit of weight at the back, the squadron have turned their engine around, so the heavier section is now at the rear. But the drive shaft that should rotate the rear axle is now facing the wrong way towards the front of the vehicle. To get up and running, the squadron plan to weld a sprocket to the drive shaft. They'll run a chain down from that shaft to another sprocket that will then turn a second prop shaft that'll rotate the rear axle. It's blue sky thinking, but finding a second prop shaft that's exactly the right size won't be a piece of cake. And if the chain's too flimsy, it could prove to be their weakest link.
Teams, you only have 4 hours remaining. Only 4 hours left, teams. Thank you.
The squadron need to shift up a gear. They've got to sort out sprockets for their Robin's chain drive.
Across no man's land, Captain Jim's hatching a plan to reconnect their back-to-front engine to the Jeep's rear wheels.
The exhaust, we're going to have to cut that.
Yeah, but the transport, I presume, is going level, isn't it?
He's steering clear of chains. Jim reckons they can use the transfer case they ripped off their four-wheel drive Jeep. The complex box of tricks contains gearing that lets the driver power the Jeep's front and back wheels. Jim's confident it's right for the job.
The squadron, meanwhile, are struggling to stay airborne. To get their complicated chain drive up and running, they need a second prop shaft. If they can't find that prop, they may have to bail out. Flight Lieutenant Simon's been sent on a solo flight to spot the vital part, but so far it's proving mission impossible.
Now, can you tell us how far we are from the back?
Should be about a 12 mil gap.
That's about 12 mil, I'd say.
Our master mariners are notching up the knots. Their plan to use the four-wheel drive transfer case to connect their engine to the rear axle has proved a winner. But Skipper Jim's keen to pile the pressure on his overworked crew and musters them for a sit rep. Top of the list, it's steering.
We're doing quite well. Time is running out. The brakes, well, that's going to be the way we steer, isn't it?
Cars are usually steered by turning the front wheels, but when a wheelie car gets wheeling, the driver's steering wheel is useless. Instead, wheelie cars are controlled using two brakes attached to the rear wheels. Apply the right brake and it slows the right wheel, turning the car right. Apply the left brake and you turn left. Steering a wheelie car at full throttle is not for the heavy-handed, and it'll need to be steady as she goes, or both teams will really be in trouble.
Wheelie!
The sailors are on a roll. They're salvaging their braking system from an old scooter.
It's taken him ages, but Simon's finally bagged not just one, but two likely-looking prop shafts, and he's off on a victory roll.
Well done, that man.
This is rough. So the rest is just exactly as it was forged.
So it's thick at about 32, 33 there, and there's a bit of a weird lump in there.
I think let's give it another go.
That's fine.
Both shafts are the wrong size, so it's back to the heap for Simon.
Just top the box up, back up the door.
You've got your present, guys.
Oh, wow. It's made for the job.
Look at that.
Gear stick in the middle like a tractor.
Oh, so you've got your gear stick there?
Because I was assuming the gearbox is going to be miles away from the driver, but actually it's not.
No, you're sitting on top of it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So you'll feel the gears there. Then what about steering it when it's on two wheels? That's a kind of intriguing concept.
If we bring in the our next trick.
Ah.
Which is come off some sort of scooter.
The braking for when it's on the wheelie position will be, that'll be going to the
so
right.
As you pull that brake,
it goes to the right,
pull that
left.
Brake,
yeah.
With just a few hours to go, the destroyers have taken a commanding lead. They're piecing together their scooter-based steering system.
I think that'll be long enough.
It's going swimmingly, and Adrian's even got time to grab 40 winks.
The squadron are trailing in the sailor's wake. Simon's been ordered back out on the heap to find the right size prop shaft to complete their chain drive. If he can't find that all-important shaft, the squadron are effectively grounded.
Will the squadron ever get their throbbing Robin airborne, or will the destroyer's naval know-how win the day? Find out after the break.
With Captain Jim at the helm, our team of mechanical mariners are cruising into the lead.
Let's go!
Yeah, how much time we got left?
Locked on, Cracky!
JJ's putting the final touches to their bike-based steering system, while Adrian welds their engine in position under the watchful eye of expert Tony.
If they come off, it's going to be all your fault.
Across the trenches at the RAF base, Squadron Leader Peter's feeling airsick. It's been hours since he ordered Simon out to the heap to track down a metal bar to make a drive shaft for their wannabe wheelie trike.
Pain.
If Simon doesn't find it soon, they could crash out of the competition.
Pete, I've just found a shaft.
Simon, I might love you to bits. What have you got?
It looks like a lump of stainless steel, very bright. Looks good, cylindrous to see there. Should be good.
Bring it in. Let's have a look at it. Yes!
2 hours. 2 hours to find that.
Oh.
It's memory foam.
They've got a magnet, have we?
Oh, 5 pounds.
Simon, you can have my babies.
While the squadron have finally made it through some heavy turbulence, the destroyer's about to hit a squall. Expert Tony's measuring their Jeep up for the bar that normally stops a wheelie car from tipping over. Tony's concerned they don't have enough weight at the back to get them wheeling, but they'll have to be careful. If they pile on too much weight, they could get stuck at an awkward angle.
So the thickest piece of metal we can get there,
yeah.
Then, you know, we can have the radiator in there, but then we can build the weight up here.
The squadron's long delay in finding a suitable prop shaft for their chain drive means they must now crank it up a gear.
Okay.
Watch that finger, Peter. Ouch! With some impressive stiff upper lip and one very sore finger, Peter gets on sorting out that drive.
I'll try to join the chain jet.
Yeah. Peter, where do you want to stick it?
The Navy, meanwhile, are piling on the pressure. They've scavenged a huge metal pipe for the back of their unbalanced wheelie jeep, and Adrian's knocking it into shape.
Come on, quickly!
All right, you scruffy individuals, you have 1 hour left! Only 1 hour left, gentlemen! Hurry along, please!
No need to panic, Robert. No need to panic. Be all right.
After taking some heavy flak, our aircraft engineers have worked wonders. They're now putting the finishing touches to their steering system, and they've finally connected up their troublesome chain drive.
That's good. That is good. Fonza, let's stick it.
There's been a lot going on. I can tell you've done rather a lot today.
Hi. Really?
So you haven't just been sitting around talking, have you? You've actually been building something. I can see, I can understand how it works now, almost.
Yes.
I'm almost completely there. But then, this is what I don't understand. You've got a steering wheel and a handlebars. Well, steering wheel when you're going along the ground with all three wheels.
Yeah. Yep.
Handlebars are when you're up in the air with two wheels. And then the two things sticking out the back, those are the wheelie bars.
Yes.
So that's what stops you, that's what stops it flipping right
Yes.
up.
The destroyers are fitting their heavy wheelie bar.
Yeah, that'll do fine, okay.
Expert Tony's happy it'll balance their jeep, but Jim's worried it's too far off the ground.
That's like 60-odd degrees.
The height of the bar means they'll be wheeling at 60 degrees, and Jim thinks that's too steep to steer.
It's going to be up there. It's going to sit up there.
How are you going to see me going?
Wheelie bars stop wheelie cars from flipping over. Setting the height of the bar is crucial because it determines the maximum angle a car can wheelie. If it's too low, the car won't be able to get high enough to sustain a prolonged wheelie and will come crashing back down. If the bar is set too high, the car will wheelie all right, but the angle will be so steep the driver won't be able to see the course and could crash out of the competition.
And 60 degrees, I ain't going to be comfortable controlling this thing at that angle.
To keep it up there, if you've got a balance point, you can bring it up like a motorcycle, hold it there, let it go down.
Yeah.
As you come back, you slow, let the throttle down. That's what you're going to have to do.
And if you're that confident still, then okay. I'm no expert, we'll go with it.
I'm over that bolt hole.
Tony's adamant they can control their wheelie jeep, but our judge thinks Jim should have stuck to his guns.
You're the expert, I've never... Where the destroyers have got their wheelie bar is way too high, way too high.
All right, so it's going to go up?
It's going to go...
Vertically?
Yeah.
I mean, is there any danger of it absolutely flipping right
over? I don't think so, but it's going to be ever so frightening when that thing reaches its peak.
Yeah.
You'll be a bit like taking off an aircraft carrier.
Yeah.
You'll be in the aeroplane and 1 minute you'll just see the horizon, only he's not going to be able to see the horizon, he's going to be facing
just
the sky.
Yeah.
I think he's going to use if I might use the expression, an awful lot of toilet paper tomorrow. I hope I'm wrong, but looking at it and studying it, that looks like it looks like it could be a problem.
And what about the squadrons? Have they got
squadrons? I'm a bang on. They've got it. It appears from what I can see, they've got it right.
Right.
Now the judge, I had a little chat with him, and he seemed quite concerned. Comparing it to next door's, it's a much bigger, heavier machine. Are you happy that it's going to still sort of?
Do its thing. The whole team were very confident.
With that drive chain finally sorted, the squadron seemed to be back in the game.
Would you bendy on a world on there and there?
Their vehicle is finally shaping up to be the world's first ever wheelie-pulling Robin Reliant.
Thank you.
Well, maybe if they can fit a driver in the cockpit.
There's one on the...
Has anyone spotted any super glue, or is it going to be bodge tape around the outside again?
Teams, you have 20 minutes remaining. 20 minutes remaining, teams. Thank you.
A big 20 minutes.
It's the last desperate sprint to the finish for our worn-out wheelie warriors. Sparks are flying as the Navy battle to get their Jeep to action stations. RAF aces, the squadron, are going round the bend trying to get their Robin's exhaust ready on time.
We got an idea on where this rad's going. That's good lush, that is.
Send me home quick, someone.
Squadron destroyers, it's time to stand at ease and take a well-earned rest and let the rest of us cars.
But don't take it too easy, boys, because tomorrow we're going to be testing the wheeling capacity of your cars on our extremely hostile test track.
The game's afoot.
The squadron have bodged together a bright orange wheelie trike from a rusty Robin and a wicked V6 engine. So can it wheelie, or will they end up looking like a pack of plonkers?
The destroyers have created a wheelie monster by sticking a Sierra engine in the back of a clapped-out Jeep. But will their vertically challenged vehicle rise to the occasion, or could it let them down on race day?
Our teams have to demonstrate speed and maneuverability on two wheels and get their racer back down to earth without too much of a bang.
The challenge consists of three courses run along this wheelie track. In round one, we'll see whether our machines can actually pull a wheelie. Next, there's a tricky obstacle course that will test their vehicle's maneuverability to the max. And finally, the big one, a scary all-action head-to-head wheelie sprint.
But first, we've allowed our military men the customary one-hour tinkering time. Navy boys, the destroyers, are busy preparing their Jeep for combat.
There's a bit of movement here as well.
Adrian and JJ are testing the steering, while Captain Jim fixes those all-important battle colours. Uh-oh, RAF Captain Peter is having problems getting the squadron's V6 engine revving.
I've got no fuel in here whatsoever.
Yes!
With that embarrassing hiccup sorted, all that's left is for Simon to give their reliant Robin a paint job.
Coming down.
Doughboy styly.
I do like the flames up the side of your Robin. It's an oxymoron having go faster flames on a Robin Reliant.
Absolutely.
But to be fair, how fast do you think this is going to go?
In top gear, because it's an automatic, there's no reason why it shouldn't be capable of 100 miles an hour.
Best of luck. I cannot wait to see a Robin Reliant doing a wheelie.
Neither can I.
Morning, destroyers.
Good morning.
How are you?
So, yeah, it'll be really good to see how high it goes up.
Give it a quick lift up.
Can I see if I can do it?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Come on. Go on. Who are you?
God, no, there's still a fair bit of weight on the front, but yeah. I mean, it's, you know, you couldn't do that with a normal car, could you?
Well, we need that weight there, so when you're at the top, you've got to come back down again.
Yeah, you do want to be able to come down, don't you? Yeah.
Time to call a halt on tinkering. It's battle stations. First up are the destroyers.
Come on, mate.
The team that stays up on two wheels for the greatest percentage of the course will win the round.
OK, destroyers, get ready to launch!
Expert Tony's revving that monster into a frenzy, but will it wheelie?
On the sound of the horn, weddy, steady, wheelie!
And she's up!
Come on!
And she's down.
Oh!
Went up and it came down!
Again, but it definitely went up.
Yes.
There it goes. So just keeping up. Oh.
It looks like it's going to be a bumpy ride.
That's right.
Amazing. It looks like Tony's finally got the balance licked.
That's it. Oh,
it looks like the judge might have to eat his words.
Go on, keep the reds up!
I don't know.
And again! Come on!
Oh. Oh. I mean,
certainly does what it was meant to do, doesn't it? It flips up and sort of...
Not quite exactly what it's supposed to do, but, the thought was there.
All the thought was there and the intention was there.
Well done, mate.
Towards the end, you seemed to get your balance a bit better. Were you a bit happier towards
the end? Yeah, I was happy with the balance, but when I got it right up, it was cutting out on the carburetor. It was bringing it back down again.
So how do you feel, boys? That wasn't bad for first run.
It was good. It wheelies.
It
does indeed.
Fantastic. Well done, Tony. Nice one, mate.
On its first run, the Destroyer's wheelie jeep was up in the air 50% and down on the ground 50%.
Next up, it's the RAF with expert Oz in the cockpit. That massive V6 engine is purring like a pussycat, but will it pull a fast one?
OK, squadron, prepare for takeoff. On the sound of the horn, shocks away!
Come on!
Oh no, the Robin's been grounded. But a quick burst of power from that V6 and she's airborne. Look at that Robin fly. Lovely jubbly.
That is amazing. Wow, look at that.
Come on home! Come on home! Yo!
That is such a funny sight, seeing a reliant Robin do that.
Rogers to Llewellyn, over.
Receiving you loud and clear, Rogers. What is the situation?
I think I hear on good authority that he was up 75% of the time. He was up three times more than he was down.
That sounds like a lot of up to me. Very, very good. Congratulations to the squadron.
Yay!
Pass it on, over and out. Robert says congratulations.
Yay!
So it's first blood to the squadron and their high-flying, high-revving Reliant Robin.
And our team's up against the clock in a tricky test of our wheelie car steering around our super slalom. The last round's winners have decided to go first.
I think it looks like a pretty difficult course. Do you reckon you could do it, Stu?
No, I think we'd better leave this one to Oz.
Yeah. Leave it to the man who knows what he's doing.
Absolutely. Full confidence in you, mate.
Excellent. Good luck, Oz. Take it away.
Squadron at the ready. Get your Robin throbbing and get through that slalom.
Yeah. It's a bumpy start, but away she flies.
Yes, nice one. Up again. Up, up, up.
Oz must get up and wheeling. Any time spent on the ground will be added to their race duration.
Yeah. Oh, look, he did a bit of steering then.
That's it.
The only way Oz can see the obstacles is to peer through the Robin's floor.
Come on, Oz.
He's doing really well. I mean, this is the harder bit now, because it gets tight to slalom, but he still seems to be... He seems to be fine.
Come on, Oz! Come on, baby!
Come on, Oz!
Uh-oh, Oz seems to be stuck at a rather awkward angle.
Oh, come on! Bit of throttle!
The transmission appears to be slipping. He's lost drive on the gearbox, yep.
Scout, find him, grind him. Go on.
Oz is going nowhere fast, and he's called for assistance from the ground crew.
His arm's up. Put him down.
Go for it.
It's within the rules, but they'll pick up a time penalty.
Lost drive.
Out.
Right, hold on.
And they're out. Very quick. Okay.
It's a mad dash for the finish. And in his rush, he's clobbered an obstacle.
Yes!
Oh, dear.
That's absurd.
Come on!
Good man.
Brilliant stuff. Well done. Literally, when you went in, it looked like you just literally pulled the car back horizontal again. Was that it?
Yeah. The problem was, when it went up high, all the transmission fluid went to the wrong ends of the gearbox. So just pulling it down again, all the fluid came back. We're away.
I still maintain there is nothing funnier than an orange flame Christian Robin Reliant up on its bottom.
Although they picked up a couple of time penalties, the RAF clocked up an impressive 2 minutes, 27 seconds.
The pressure is on the Navy, although they have had time to quickly sort out that dodgy carburetor.
Hello, Neil.
So are you happy you fixed your problem from the first run?
Yes, back in the competition again.
Definitely back in the competition. Well, very, very best of luck. Go for it, and I shall see you down the other end.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes.
OK, destroyers, it's full steam ahead, but remember to be really careful.
It's a superb launch. She's sailing through those cones.
Well, it's working.
Yeah,
I mean, it's much better.
Yep.
Look at that. He's doing it really well.
It might be big and heavy, but that jaunty Jeep handles beautifully. The quick fix on the carb seems to have done the trick, and it looks like the RAF now have a dogfight on their hands.
Excellent! I did not expect to see that, did you, Ronnie? I mean, I thought that was...
I'm totally surprised.
Oh, that's fantastic!
Do you like your carburetor?
I think I was in a higher gear than I was.
Jim, could you ask for better? Not really.
Not at all.
Well, I tell you what, I think my gut feeling is that it's going to be second round to you. But I have to check with the marshals and Robert. I'll let you know what they say.
Hey! Thank you. Nice one, mate.
So we're very excited to hear what the result of the last run was.
Their overall run time, from one end to the other, was 25 seconds,
whoa!
And they were down on four wheels for just six, making a total of 31 seconds.
Yes!
After that superb piece of steering, the Navy take the second round, and it's battle on as even.
The final round, and it's the mother of all wheelie races. A head-to-head sprint to the checkered flag and a passage through to the next round. It's the Royal Navy versus the Royal Air Force. Whoever takes this one wins the wheelie war.
Tony.
Lisa.
It's all come down to the final wire, isn't it? So come on, if you don't win, what do you
think? We're the winning team.
It's
no
confident.
Question about it.
What do you think your team are going to say to you if you don't?
I think I'll just keep driving.
Well, very best of luck. Oz,
hello,
it's then. All to play for.
Oh, yes.
Now, you've seen their machine when it's working properly. Do you still think your machine can beat it?
I think we've got a bit of an advantage, yep. We've got an automatic gearbox.
Maybe the automatic gearbox will be the winner for you. Well, I hope so. Best of luck. Enjoy it. See you later,
fingers
Oz.
Crossed. Thank you.
OK, my wheelie whiz kids, this is the big one! Captains, set your wheelie-mobiles to warp speed!
The Navy have got off the blocks, but oh no, the Robin's heading straight towards the field. Seems to have had a nasty steering failure and crash landed on the tires. The rat Robin is stuck high and dry. There's no way back. The destroyer's battle jeep is storming towards victory.
Such a shame, he was actually going really, yeah. Really neck and neck right,
yeah,
at the beginning.
He decided to go and get an early tyre change.
He certainly did.
He did a brilliant job. What happened to the Robin Reliant?
You didn't touch him.
Guys, that was the most fantastic race. That was a proper race with really thrilling bits, with deadly bits. We didn't know what was going to happen. It was fantastic, but it's pretty obvious that the destroyers, you have won very formidably, and you're going through to the next round.
Well done. Well done. Brilliant.
And join us next time for another sizzling slice of scrappery.
Hey. Oh, yeah.